Let's talk about a different kind of dispute now. This one's over the spelling of the name of another Latin American nation, Colombia. Foreigners routinely spell it with a U, like Columbia University or the District of Columbia. And Colombians are sick of it. Now, spell checkers in Bogota have taken to social media to inform the world that the correct spelling is C-O-L-O-M-B-I-A. Reporter John Otis has that story.
I've been living in Colombia for 17 years, but I still get emails from family and friends, even editors, who misspell the name of my adopted country. They have some high-profile company. Tweeting about recent visits here, Paris Hilton and Justin Bieber spelled Colombia with a U. In announcing Colombian tour dates, Black Sabbath's lead singer Ozzy Osbourne also got it wrong. Now, granted, Paris, Justin, and Ozzy aren't exactly public intellectuals, but others should know better, says Carlos Pardo, an executive at a Bogota web design company.
I think these mistakes happen every day. We've seen that it happens a lot to celebrities. We see that it happens a lot in media. We see that it happens a lot, like, in museums or expositions of things about Colombia, and they tag the name with a U. Let's see what else we have here.
Pardo surfs the web to prove his point. Sure enough, press releases and websites for Starbucks, Lufthansa Airlines, Virgin Mobile, and Germany's Bundesliga Soccer League have all spelled Colombia with a U. Brooklyn's Botanical Garden made the same mistake for its display of Colombian orchids.
It happens all the time.
Frommers. That's the travel guide.
Yeah.
How can a travel guide get the name of the country wrong?
Exactly.
Colombia.
To promote the correct spelling, Pardo has helped create an online campaign called It's Colombia, Not Columbia. Thousands of volunteer spell checkers have joined. When they spot mistakes, they send messages via Twitter, Facebook, and email, politely seeking corrections, which are often made. But people have been misspelling Colombia for years, so why now?
Colombians never used to try to correct.
Spellcheck activist Tatiana Gonzalez says it's because Colombia's doing so much better these days. Drug-related violence has diminished, the economy is growing, and tourism is on the rise.
Our country has changed so much during this time that now we feel confident, and now we have like this newfound pride. We have gained like the position to now stand up and say, hey, guys.
Colombian Army Colonel Javier Carvajal is familiar with both spellings. He went to high school abroad in the District of Columbia, and he thinks that It's Colombia, Not Columbia campaign is a waste of time.
To be honest, people who think like that, probably they don't have too many things to do, you know, so they start thinking like, oh my God, it's unrespectful.
So there's bigger fish to fry?
Kind of.
Still, Colombians aren't the only ones demanding accuracy. When the Iron Curtain came down, Michael Jackson and other Western artists performed in the Romanian capital of Bucharest while telling concertgoers it was great to be in Budapest, the capital of Hungary. Last year, a Romanian candy company launched a campaign to clear up the confusion.
ROM presents Bucharest, not Budapest. The Bud and the Book might sound similar, but the pest is different from the rest.
Getting the most basic information correct is also a matter of respect. And to be fair, Colombians don't always get it right, like when they spell my name J-H-O-N instead of J-O-H-N. But somehow, that seems more forgivable. This is the Bogota Planetarium. On display here is a handful of moon rocks that were gathered by the Apollo 17 astronauts in 1972 and donated to Colombia by President Richard Nixon. The dedication plaque from the Nixon administration says, "Presented to the people of Colombia," spelled with a U. 41 years later, the typo has yet to be corrected. For The World, I'm John Otis in Bogota, Colombia.